This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club Crockett Family Resort down on Houston County Lake near Crockett, Texas. Texas-raised hunting products that Larry Wysoon and I use. And also brought to us by the Best of Texas barbecue sauce, which I consider to be, honestly, the gourmet of all barbecue sauces. Well, folks, you know what? A lake that I have neglected here in the last few months is Cedar Creek Lake. Now, Jason Barber is a good buddy of mine, Kings Creek Adventures. I fished with Jason for, I don't know how many years back, maybe 12, it's hard to remember. But Jason is well-tuned to Cedar Creek Lake, and Cedar Creek is an awesome lake. Sand bass, hybrids, and lots of catfish. So let's go down to Cedar Creek and check in with just Mr. Jason Barber, see what's happening. And Jason, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Lou, for having me.
Yeah, I'm about ready to visit with you, bud. I haven't seen you in a while. But I have been keeping up with you on your the Facebook. You know, folks can go to Facebook, I guess, and like Kings Creek Adventures, right?
Yes, sir. I do have a Facebook page for the guide service, and that's exactly right, the Kings Creek Adventures.
Yep, and you post a lot of the, well, you know, a lot of the pictures. What I've seen, Jason, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I've seen there at Cedar Creek, crappie, I've seen tables full of big crappie that you and your clients have caught. Catfish, it might even be better than the last time I fished catfish with you, which has been a while. Sand bass and hybrids, when you're doing those trips, you post the pictures, those tables are full of those things. In the wintertime, it's good, isn't it?
It is. Well, you know, we get a consistent bite in the winter. We haven't had super cold weather to lock them real hard deep, but, I mean, we're catching them out in deep water right now, and they're just chasing bait around. You know, it's a little day-to-day with the warm weather we've been having, but still, you work at it, and you find them, and they bite. So trips, you know, we're filling the table up.
Yeah. Let's just say we want to concentrate on sand bass, but a lot of times that's not really what happens. You might be fishing for sand bass and then on the edge of those schools get into some big schools of hybrids. But good baits, are you using slabs or soft flat, you know, jigs?
I'm using soft plastics right now. Uh-huh. You can use crappie minnows. They are feeding on some small shad. This time of the year, typically, and you can use minnows, but the beauty of it to me is that you can use a 2.5 to 3 inch plastic on a jig head, and you can catch just as many with that as you can bait your hook, you know. So I typically use just the artificials. And,
it's so easy, much easier, isn't it?
It is very easy this time of the year.
Well, and I know there's no constant on this, but say you're in a school, are a lot of them hitting near bottom at this time of year, the sand bass in particular?
As a general rule, they're going to be suspended, and it seems like, you know, when I'm reading them on the graph and I'm telling everybody, you know, 2 or 3 cranks off bottom or 5, 6 cranks off bottom, typically the top of that school is the ones that are going to bite better,
mm-hmm.
it seems, and, you know, the more scattered they are and coming up higher in the water column, the more active they are. You can definitely tell that. You know, it's a game of watching your graph. Now, you know, secrets out on the beating and banging on the boat. You know, you get some kind of a stick or a magic wand there or PVC pipe or something, which they've got some other things out that'll do it for you. But I think banging the stick on the boat, you know, method is definitely gets more vibration in the water and gets those fish fired up a little bit. They come in looking for a frenzy, and the days they come up higher on that graph, you can tell they're way more aggressive. If they stayed low, you know, 4 or 5 feet off the bottom, and they're just kind of in a constant band, those fish, they bite a little bit, but they won't fire up where, you know, you can tell they're getting really aggressive like they do on the days they come up a little higher. But each day is different with it, but you just got to figure them out and see what they want to do.
Yep, that's true. I know that's right. And you know, splashing the water, beating on the boat, that's something that the first time I ever saw that done, Jason, was probably 20 years ago. Mary Ross used to guide on Cedar Creek Lake, a lady. You've probably heard of her name down there.
Yeah, we all call her Mary Angler.
Mary Angler. Is she? I have lost contact with Mary Ross, but I fished with her a couple of times. And I remember one time she took her flip-flop off. She was wearing flip-flops. She said, "You watch this, Luke," and she started flipping the hitting the side of the boat with that rubber flip-flop she was wearing. And here they came. You know, it was. I think she was using an old flasher unit, you know, whatever, back then. But anyway, it does work, and that's something that we haven't, our listeners haven't pointed out to them. But if you're fishing for sand bass, it works. Jason, let's shift over to catfish. I've also seen some really good-sized catfish, blue cats, that you and your clients have been landing. Tell us about the catfishing down there right now, you know?
Well, you know, there's two ways to get them. It's always kind of intrigued me that, you know, we can catch them in 30 to 50 foot of water this time of the year in the winter, or I can go up on the mud flats and catch them in 2 to 5 foot of water, mm-hmm. you know, with it cold. I mean, it doesn't matter if there's ice in the boat.
Yep.
Or what, they're in both places. And I can't explain that.
No.
Other than, you know, maybe some of the bigger, older, good fish, they know there's bait to be had in that shallow water where it warms up in the evenings. And then some of them know that, you know, you stay out there around those deep schools of white bass, hybrid, and shad that you're going to get fed out there. So they've figured that out, and they're in both places. I don't know. It always kind of, like I said, it intrigues me that they're in two totally different realms of the lake, you know. Lately, we have been trying mostly, you know, you've been shallow fishing with me before. That's a great thing. But lately, I've been trying to couple the white bass and hybrids with the cats.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take some drifting bait out there, be it rough fish or shad. You got to have some drum or some carp.
Yep.
Or maybe some big giant gizzard shad. You want really big bait if you want a big fish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, there's small fish out there, and you can bait down. You catch them with a smaller hook and a smaller bait, but what we've been trying to do is focus on the hybrids and the sand bass, and then try to get a couple big picture fish. And then, you know, if you get one that's in the teens or something that ain't a giant, then you want to eat it, you know, we'll do that too. But
we're doing
the old Santee rig and a big piece of bait, and just dragging about two or three poles while we catch the white bass and the hybrids, and then next thing you know, you look up and one of them just looks like it's hung into the earth, you know?
Man, yeah, you know, that's a fun way to fish. And you know me, what my ultimate goal on not any fishing trip, I'm all about releasing the trophy fish and all that, but eater fish, smaller blues, by smaller, I would assume probably 10 pounds or less, you know, not the trophy fish, but the sand bass absolutely love to eat them. So if you want somebody listening that wants to come out and maybe do a multiple species, maybe sand bass hybrids, and of the very real chance of hooking into some good catfish, sounds like this is the time right now, Jason.
It is definitely prime time for it.
Well, let's do this. Let's hook people up with you. Jason Barber, folks, is a longtime friend of mine. We've hunted ducks together, Jason and I. We've caught fish. We've had a ball through the years together. But Jason's grandparents, I remember this, Jason, Kings Creek Marina there. You go way back, your family does.
Actually, it was Big Chief.
Big Chief, that's
Big
exactly
Chief
right.
Landed,
yes. Yeah, Big Chief, that's right there on right on the side of by the bridge, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's all been wiped away and it's parking lot now.
No kidding.
Yeah, the city got a hold of that and they have demoed it down to concrete. But you know what? You never know who might end up with that again. And I'm talking to the city right now. We may make a play at it.
Awesome, Big Chief. Yes, that's right. It's been, like I say, it's been a couple of years since I've been down there. But
yes,
that place is like a, oh, I don't know. To me, it was, when I thought about Cedar Creek Lake, I thought about that old marina. And your folks were the ones that got it going. Jason, Kings Creek Adventures on Facebook, right? I want people to be able to contact you.
That's correct.
Just like Kings Creek Adventures. And then any other information where people could find you, you're welcome to leave it.
Well, I do have the website, kingscreekadventures.com. And, you know, you can find me on Facebook at Kings Creek Adventures. I got a group page there.
Yep, yep.
And I'm always on this cell phone, 903-603-2047. And if you don't get me there, you just call me right at home, 903-887-7896. Feel free to just leave a message, and if I don't answer, and I'll get back to you.
You're easy to find, buddy. Well, we'll get you back soon and talk some more Cedar Creek. How about that?
We got plenty to talk about.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867. Folks, this is Luke. I want to tell you about an awesome place that I've discovered, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, right there on Highway 19, just north of Canton Trade Days. Some cottages that are really remote, private. What happens, you park your car in the front and you're escorted back to your remote cabin on the property. So there's not any traffic buzzing around like in a lot of campgrounds. MillCreekRanchResort.com is the website. There's 8 stocked lakes for you to fish. It's catch and release fishing. And I know of one 9.5-pound bass that was caught there. 9-hole disc golf that a lot of kids like to play. It's become very popular. Hay rides, spas, a camp store, paddle boats, lot to do there. The best way to learn more about Mill Creek Ranch Resort is simply go online, MillCreekRanchResort.com, and check them out. Remember those RV spots. If you want to come up Northeast Texas and headquarters somewhere, don't think you'll find a better place.